Jesus wants, some people came to Jesus and they say, hey, is it lawful for us to pay the tax? Do you guys know what taxes are? What's a tax? It's a little bit of extra money that you have to pay. Who do you pay it to? To the government. Your parents, trust me, know all about taxes. It's about 28% of everything that you make. So around 30, let's say 30% of everything that you make goes to taxes. What do they do with it? Oh, that's a tougher question, isn't it? They buy new stuff. So all the legislators are sitting around with new Nintendo DS, right? They're just hanging out. Yeah. No, they use it for all kinds of things. They use it for building roads, providing health care, taking care of old folks. It's a tax. That means we kind of all share in the work. Well, some people came to Jesus in the time of Jesus and they said, hey, is it lawful for us to pay the tax? And they asked the question because they were kind of trying to trap Jesus. So they wanted to know, is it okay for us to pay the tax? Because remember, who was king then? It was Caesar, and Caesar thought he was a god. And so if we pay the tax, Jesus, what'll happen? We'll be saying it's like a god. So Jesus says, you know what? Bring me one of the coins used to pay the tax. So they brought him a coin. Well, I didn't have any coins, but Seth had a $5 bill. Look at this. There's no children's tax, okay? Yeah. And he says, whose picture is on the coin? Well, whose picture is that? Abraham Lincoln. Hunter said he was the fifth president of the United States because he was on the $5 bill. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Why didn't someone think of that a long time ago? The $100 bill? We'd still be waiting. All right, so he was saying, well, you know, if Caesar's picture is on the money, what did she give it to him? He says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's. Well, we know that the money belonged to Caesar because Caesar's picture is on it. How do we know what belongs to God? Sermon over. Have a nice day. Said, well, God created everything, and so everything belongs to God. Thank you. Have a nice day. Excellent. That's the whole deal right there. Exactly. Everything belongs to God. And so we give everything back. God's picture, God's imprint is on everything. But we've been set to just take care of it. So we're stewards. We're good stewards. We take care of everything that God's made, and we give a little bit of it back to help God's people. It's not a tax, but we know that's the big difference. We know that the tax belongs to the government, but we also know that everything belongs to God. And that's so much more than any little tax. And so you two, and little Liam, and all of these people, and all of God's people are set to take care of what belongs to God, which is everything. But I had an idea that maybe you should take this little bit of what belongs to God that used to belong to Seth, and let's put it in the offering plate. It won't hurt him a bit. That's called the dad tax. You can go back to your place.